You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. Today we're joined by Birmingham Southern new head coach Judy Green. And Judy, thanks for taking time out of the busy schedule to join us today.
Yeah, happy to do it, Jeff, and looking forward to a great season.
Coach, you announced, to those who may not know, you announced your retirement from the University of Alabama's head coaching position, volleyball, prior to the 2010 season, and eventually found yourself attracted to the Birmingham Southern's position. What attracted you to the position, and how's that process gone so far?
Well, I've had a lot of history in my coaching career with Birmingham Southern College. During my stint at the University of Montevallo, I always got an opportunity to watch Birmingham Southern's men's basketball team compete against our men, and also watch the baseball rivalry that existed between the two programs. And, you know, I had a great deal of respect for the class that Birmingham Southern College, I think, portrays itself to in the public. I think that, you know, it also extends way beyond just the athletic arena as well, too, but also just been very impressed with the quality of the academic programs that were at Birmingham Southern. And, you know, in this next stage of my career, I was looking for, you know, a smaller situation where I could develop, you know, different and better relationships with my student-athletes and actually get to be more to them other than just, you know, being their coach. You know, at Alabama, we had somebody to do all the other things for the student-athletes, and I think one of my greatest gifts as a coach is to mentor young people, not only in the volleyball gym, but, you know, also off the court, during team travel, you know, educationally, and, you know, throughout their young lives as they go through their college experience.
Coach, you enter your first preseason camp, first preseason with the Panthers, coming off a season in which the team went 25-11 prior to your accepting the job. How is camp going, and what kinds of things are you guys, as the team, working on to improve upon that 25-11 season in your first year of full Division III eligibility?
Well, I think right now, you know, the greatest probably surprise to me was just, you know, the level of volleyball talent that, you know, I inherited here at Birmingham Southern. You know, there are some very skilled players that are on our team, and, you know, I think that for the first time since most of these young ladies have been on campus, that they're actually now going to get an opportunity to compete for the SCAC championship, have a shot at, you know, winning the automatic qualifier bid from our conference to the Division III national tournament. And I think that's definitely made them more hungry. I think our team in the off season, which is certainly an extended period of time that I've learned since I've been here, that, you know, I think they've been more committed to, you know, getting stronger, being in better shape, so they can sustain, you know, playing volleyball, you know, at a higher level for longer periods of time. And I've been very pleased with that. I've also been very pleased with the effort and the energy that we've brought to the gym every day. I think that our team is a very close-knit team. And I don't use that very loosely, because I do think that that's certainly one of the biggest keys to being a championship-level program, is to have great team chemistry. But I feel like that a lot of all of that existed before I got here. And, you know, it kind of makes my job a little easier when you inherit some of those qualities in a team. I think in preseason right now, I think the biggest thing is just getting our defensive system and our side-out offensive systems in place and getting the players comfortable in those systems. My practices are pretty repetitive. We do a lot of the same drills every single day, so the players can gain confidence, you know, in situations that they'll encounter in a match. And, you know, they've embraced that philosophy very well. I've seen growth in the five practices that we've had to this point in time. And, you know, our goal simply throughout the course of the entire year is to get better every day that we enter the gym.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. Today we're joined by Judy Green, Birmingham Southern head coach. Coach, who are some players throughout your preseason here that you think can you can expect some pretty good things from in this season?
Well, I think that, you know, right now there's, number one, there's a lot of competition at every position, which is super nice to have. You know, right now I think, you know, outside of Lauren, Reby being our starting setter, honestly right now I don't know who I would put on the floor. That's how good the competition is. Obviously we have some experienced players who are coming back. You know, Shelby Moore is a returning middle blocker that I think is a phenomenal athlete. She has a great competitive mindset. She gets it. And, you know, the key for her throughout the course of the season is to be healthy, because I don't think she ended the season very healthy last year and didn't get to complete the whole season. On the outside, I think we've got two returning players that, you know, really will probably battle it out for our L1 position. I think that's Chelsea Pittman and Hope Harris. Hope is a senior. She's the only four-year senior that we have on our roster at the moment, and, you know, certainly would expect, you know, our senior to be able to carry some weight for our team. You know, other than that, I think we've got two kids that will vie for the libero position, Presley Dixon, who's been patiently, I think, waiting her opportunity behind Jen McCannon, who was an absolute rock star here during her four-year career. And then Alessandra Norman is right on Presley's heels. So, you know, as of right now, I really wouldn't know what lineup to put on the floor if we played tomorrow. So I'm thankful that we're not playing tomorrow and that we got another good week and a half to go. But I really like the competition that I see at every position.
Last question for you, Coach, and we'll let you go. I know you have some big things to finish up here in your preseason. Talk a little bit about since you obviously did previously coach at the University of Alabama, the tornado back in from the spring and April, and your ensuing service trip to the Tuscaloosa area. Talk to our and tell our listeners a little bit about that trip, how it all came together, and how rewarding you felt that trip was.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I just want to say that, you know, unless you actually stood there and you either experienced being in the situation that, you know, happened, you know, in Tuscaloosa and then, you know, through northern Birmingham, you know, or were there the exact day, the next day when the sun came up, you truly can't understand the magnitude of the change that has taken place and how the landscape has changed. You know, our community in Tuscaloosa will be, you know, gravely affected by what happened on April 27th for a really long time to come. But it was, you know, probably one of the greatest coming together of minds and spirits and, you know, physical volunteering that I think I've ever been a part of. And, you know, I did a lot of volunteering myself personally with the Temporary Emergency Services Group there in Tuscaloosa on 15th Street. And then when I decided, you know, to call the team up here at BSC and said, hey, what are you guys doing? Would you like to be involved? Every answer that I got was, absolutely, Coach Green, we'll do whatever we can. And, you know, it meant a lot to me personally that they cared enough to come to Tuscaloosa, you know, to help out and to organize, you know. But I think it also gave them perspective, you know, on life as well, too, that, you know, it's not just about volleyball and it's not just about their world. You know, there's another whole world out there, and there's a lot of people that are in need and a lot of people that needed basically a lot of hugging and a lot of loving. And I think our team certainly was able, you know, to do our part, and that would have loved to have done more. And, you know, but you literally, I mean, you could have volunteered yourself to the point of complete exhaustion, you know, but there were so many people that helped, and I was just glad that our Panther volleyball team was able, you know, in some small way to make a difference in some people's lives.
Birmingham Southern, new first-year head coach, Judy Green. Judy, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you for your efforts there and trying to help bring some comfort to those affected by those spring tornadoes. And the best of luck as you guys, as your team gets ready to open up the season September 3rd at home against LaGrange. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.